And starts chasing my dad with a trident on the street. And me and my mom are in the corner waiting for him. Like, because basically what you just said with that answer is that you would sell your soul for money.
Do you think so?
Literally. If you have no empathy, then what you are is an empathy ball of joy in my life. Drink that bubbly, in the bubbly, Kodak bubbly. I think it's called Kodak bubbly.
Is it my Kodak black?
Yeah. Do you think he was talking about the bubbly?
No, probably the champagne or something.
Oh, you're right.
Some form of bubbly.
Oh, Kodak crazy.
But that's not Kodak black?
Future.
It's my future?
Pour that bubbly. Pour that bubbly.
Oh, pour that
Pour
bubbly.
What was I saying?
Kodak bubbly.
Kodak is not even anywhere in the song. Kodak
That's
bubbly.
funny. I said, it's not my Kodak Black.
Me, yeah. But I think my version was better. Cause
I think so.
he's too pour that
Yeah.
bubbly.
And
Pour
you're
that
like,
bubbly.
Yeah, the vibe is more right on yours.
I'm dead. That's gonna be us in Cancun.
No,
Oh my god.
for
For that
that.
bubbly.
Hey, I'm so excited.
Me too.
Oh my god. I'm feeling better by then.
Oh yeah, you have to.
Oh shoot, yeah. Need to be hyped.
We're gonna be in there. What
Yeah.
was it? What was the TikTok? It was like, we're not morning people. Us at 8 a.m. Hey!
I did not see the TikTok. But you sent it to me.
You sent it to
I
me.
sent it to you?
Yeah, you were like, oh, for us.
Oh, on vacation?
Yeah, and it was like, we're not morning people, but us at the swim up bar on vacation. And then it was like, us moving out.
I think I
wow,
remember
I'm
that one.
being so good right now with like songs.
The voice.
Now you hear it. It's like completely different. Hello guys, I am Angelica.
Hi, I am. Yes, it was Kapihana. Hi guys, I'm Chelsea.
And together we're
Two Random Girls. Welcome back. So sorry about last week. We had technical difficulties. Had to stop abruptly.
We have to stop, and as you guys will know by now, the technical difficulties was that we recorded a whole video, which is my favorite, the beauty one. You could check it out right here. But it got lost. I deleted it by accident. And we like called people. I paid for someone to bring it back. They brought nothing back. Distro, don't ever download them. But what's it called? So yeah, so we just uploaded it, the audio version, but I just like looped back the video that we, because we had two, one save. So I just kept looping that one back. So I hope you guys enjoy it, but that was our technical difficulties. And then, yeah.
Yeah, still listen to it. It was a really good video.
Yeah, it's so good. It's still, the audio makes me crack up. But I might be biased.
No, I think it was really funny. Just her telling me what was said, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, can we recreate what happened? Just because, like.
Oh, so you can see.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay, so in the audio, there's like in the beginning, we start cracking up, and this is what happens, okay? And we have to explain it for our listeners because. So Chelsea is looking at her left, and I'm behind her because her mic thing is about to fall. So I'm over here, like touching gently her microphone, I mean, her headset. So I'm touching it lightly, but then she turns around and she fixes it. She looks at me, and I'm like,
what just happened?
I'm looking at her because I'm like shy and scared because I'm like, oh my
She was
god.
not supposed to turn around.
Yeah, I was like, what's happening right now? But that was it. It was just super funny.
It was funny.
That's what hurt me the most, that we lost in that video.
She was like, people needed to see this.
I needed to see that. How is this one? Is it better than Bubbly?
I don't think it's better than bubbly, personally. It's still yummy. I know, but at least it's
Thank
water.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't taste bad though, thankfully.
Bubbly, the official sponsor of Two Random Girls.
Literally. No, Bubbly has to sponsor us.
No, they're
when
so
we
good.
become famous, that'll be our biggest accomplishment.
Yeah.
Bubbly
Bubbly?
sponsoring
No,
us.
for real. 'Cause we love a good bubbly.
We love Bubbly. For that bubbly. For that bubbly. For that bubbly. Alright, okay. Back to the topic.
So today, we're just going to be talking like about our greatest fears. Because I told Angelica one day about my greatest fear. She thought it was so hilarious. One of my greatest fears. Okay. So I guess we could just start off. So my greatest fear is that I'm working out, like I'm on a treadmill and I'm running or whatever, and then I see a note, and it's someone who wrote a note saying that they will kill me if I stop running. Like if my heart rate falls underneath like a certain, I don't know, beating or whatever, they're like a bomb's gonna go off and you're gonna die. So you have to keep running. And that's my greatest fear. One of my greatest fears. I just think it's so scary. Like, you know when you're working out, you're running or whatever, there's a point that you have to stop.
Yeah.
Like, there's a point that your lungs are burning, you're feeling dizzy, you're seeing stars, you're like, oh my gosh, if I don't stop right now, I'm gonna pass out. And the fact that you cannot stop, because if you stop, you're gonna die, someone's gonna blow you up, oh my gosh. What's hell? What's literally hell?
But do you think, like, your flight or flight, fire flight, I forgot, that would kick in?
In the sense of what?
Like, you have to keep going.
I think, yeah. Maybe it would kick in. But even when you're fighting or flighting, I feel like that's...
This will happen.
This always happens to me.
What, you know why? It's because you... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Put it over.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Girl, this is home. There we go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like even at some point... Like, when you're flighting, you have to stop flight. A bird has to stop flying at one point. A bird has to land.
Yeah.
So, me, who's not a bird, who's not even a cheetah?
But how many... Okay, your fear is that they're just going to make you run for the rest of your life?
Not even for the rest of my... Like, just, like, a considerable amount of time. Like, because it's, like, imagine... Like, you put it in sprint mode. So, you're sprinting.
And, like, if you fall, you die? They kill you?
Yeah, you explode. Like, it's a bomb. On the treadmill.
That's actually scary.
It's so scary. And imagine you just put it to sprint. So it's not even like you're doing like a nice little walk. A nice little 3:15. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're 30. Do
yeah. It's, you're sprinting. You know how like you start sprinting for some time?
Yeah.
So you put in a sprint because you think you're going to do like a 1-2 minute sprint. But no. Someone placed a bomb in the treadmill. And they're saying if you stop sprinting, you're going to die. You have to keep sprinting.
Yeah, I think we're dying.
Like, what? Who could even do that? I feel like even the greatest athletes, how long can they sprint for?
I don't know. Like, I don't think they could.
They could do it. It's a sprint for a reason. It's not long distance running. You cannot keep running at that speed for a long time. So it's like a death or death. Like, after a while, you're gonna die. You might die from a heart attack, or you might die from being exploded.
But where did you come up with this?
Psych.
Oh, it happens in Psych?
Yeah, this is episode of Psych, but it wasn't really a bomb. Somebody wrote that to motivate him.
Oh my god.
It was so scary.
He called the bomb squad, everything. He was so scared. It was Sean.
It's a Gus?
No, Juliet wrote it for Sean.
Oh my god.
And she's like, oh my god, I was just trying to motivate you.
She's so funny. Were they dating it?
No, they weren't dating it.
I wonder, wait, please don't tell me, does Juliet give a philosopher?
What, no?
Okay, thank God. Because I was like, if this plot happens, I'm not gonna like it.
No, it's not a plot. They're just a really close, but good best friends.
Okay.
So it's a really good plot, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And does philosopher become friends with Sean and Gus? Or never friends?
Yeah, never friends. They're just always like,
yeah.
Yeah, but in the end, like, even in the movies, they're still like a little, but like, they're still like.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take it. Also, he's a funny guy.
I like he is him. Funny.
yeah. Wow.
Like, that's so scary. And imagine it's not... Like, imagine it's in the gym. So not only do you feel the need to protect your own life, you have other people's lives around you. And not only that, how embarrassing would it be just for everyone to see you just dying on that treadmill trying to... You're sweating, you're making ugly faces because you feel like you're about to freaking pass out. And someone's like, girl, you could stop.
Yeah.
You're like,
no, I cannot.
You don't know how I care. And then maybe you should probably tell somebody, y'all, there's a bomb out here.
If I call the police. But how would it know, like, your weight?
Your weight?
Yeah, like, it would know because it has weight on the charger, right?
Yeah. It would know.
I'm dead. Sorry, back to, like, psych. Sean is a psychic. Yeah. Why did he not know? That was so afraid. So funny. It's so funny. I can't wait to get to the episode. Is it too long into it?
I think it was, like, season 3 or season 4.
Okay. Yeah. I have a long way to
you
go.
You do?
Yeah.
But it was funny.
That's so funny. I wonder why.
That's when I it was after I was rewatching the episode that I was like, yo, bro, that's actually really scary that I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I understand the fear.
Yeah, I understand it too. My greatest fear is like, I mean, just like really cats.
Yeah.
Like getting attacked by cats is my greatest fear, but like something like that, I don't know. Oh, I think I have one. Like, a crazy fear is that, like, someone saying to me, I can't eat meat anymore.
Oh, but you can't eat?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that will kill me. Like, any meat. Like I have to become vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I'll die of malnourished.
Yeah.
I think.
That'll be hard for you.
It'll be hard.
Maybe you could get used to eating tofu. Tofu is a good flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I was gonna say dino nuggets, but I can't. It has
but
chicken.
They have cauliflower nuggets.
That's not what I eat.
No,
wait, completely? Does it taste good? Have you tried those?
Yeah, I had a bunch of like chicken alternatives when I was vegan.
Oh, right. Really yummy. Yeah. Maybe I could do it. That's just like a crazy one. I'm just like, oof.
You could do it. And they have a whole bunch of meat alternatives.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't eat them too much though, but they're good.
And you know, also, well, this is off topic, but the beauty episode, we talked for a good 35 minutes of vampires.
Did we really?
We did. I was like, what?
Why were we? Why? Was it about the cannibalism? Like,
yeah, it was like cannibalism, and then we like went into like, if we would have to kill for beauty, would we do it?
Okay, but that was, it was really.
No, it was, but then it was just like, vampires. And then you were like, we've seen vampires. And then I was like, she means vampire. That one kills me. Because you were like, we've seen them. But yeah, I was like, bro, no way we're a minute 40 and then we're talking about this. No beauty, nothing. Always, she's always pointing to the sign that we have here in our studio.
Because I just feel like we're always proving that we are really Tyrannical girls. Like, yeah. I had someone tell me, they were like, I listened to this. And it was the weirdest conversation I've ever heard in my life. How did you guys get there from there?
No, I swear to you that sometimes, like, when I'm editing it, I'm like, it's like sometimes I'm falling asleep because usually I edit at nighttime. So, like, I'm like dazing off and then I get woken up because I'm like, how are we on this topic? And now we're like, I don't know, I'm just like the most bizarre place.
Literally, every single episode, I feel like we're like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
That's at least one question of how did we get here. Every single episode.
Yeah, and that's bad. And then we're also trying to, like, just for, like, the future, I mean, this is also on topic, I'm so sorry, but we're trying to, what's it called, explain more of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
For the people that only listen, because we do have a lot of people that only listen.
Yeah.
And we kind of don't do that a good job of, like, being, yes, like, this is what's going on. Another fear, one of my biggest fears is that if someone's chasing me,
mm-hmm.
when I go to scream, nothing comes out.
Oh my gosh.
That's like one of my biggest fears.
That's happened to me before in like nightmares though.
Yeah.
Like, so many nightmares, like I will start screaming but nothing comes out and I have to keep screaming and screaming and screaming until I wake up screaming in real life. When I wake up screaming in real life, I don't stop. I just flail around everywhere.
Yeah.
Because like that's the only way I'll feel like better. Like not being able to scream is actually really...
It's scary.
It's scary. In like that sense, I think I'm really afraid too of like freezing in like bad situations and like just like
not
doing anything.
Like not
fight,
acting
flight, or freeze.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Yeah, fight, or freeze.
That's what my mom has.
What?
She freezes.
Yeah.
Even though like when something happened at my house, like my grandma fainted, she grabbed water and she like threw it on her. So that was good.
Did it help her?
Yeah, it helped her like wake up. Okay. But like usually my mom's just like,
yeah.
Or like when we're up here, she's like, "Until go downstairs." I'm like, "What?" Ever since I was little, I'm like, "What?" But Yeah, no, that scares me. Especially, like, in my nightmares, I'm going to call 911, and, like, they block the cell phones, or, like, my phone's about to die, and I just can't dial 911. Like, that scares me.
Yeah, that is also scary. I think in this realm of chasing, another one of my biggest fears is being chased. Like, chased? Being chased. I think that's the word, yeah. Like, having someone chasing me. It just isn't... Also, in the same sense about, like, the bombing or whatever, just how long could you really keep running for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, after a while...
Or
like,
hiding.
Yeah, or hiding. Sometimes I feel like hiding might be the best, like, decision. Like, if you have a really good place to hide. Like, I was watching a movie, it was called X, and in the movie, the girl was, hiding underneath the bed where the two old people were, those were the bad guys in the movie. They were like engaging in like sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
And she's hiding underneath and during in this whole entire thing, she like crawls out or whatever from under the bed while they're having sex so they don't see her. And she runs to go try to escape, right? Personally, I would never have left from under the bed.
Yeah.
Because they literally physically cannot bend down to come see. And they would never check to see if I was under the bed.
Wait, why can't they?
Because they're down? So old. Oh. They're like 100, like 90 something. They can't like bend down to go underneath the bed. And they wouldn't bend down to go underneath the bed. They would just literally finish what they're doing and leave. And then I probably would...
They're 100 and having sex.
Yeah, they weren't even supposed to.
Like, wait, I'm so confused. Okay, this movie just seems like a weird one, but...
It's really interesting. But, you should watch it. But, yeah, I wouldn't have left them to bed. I would have just stayed there until, like, I don't know, they probably go to sleep after a while. Maybe even morning.
Yeah.
And just run out. Just run, because guess what? When I start running, they got a shotgun. But if they're asleep, or they're in the house and I start running, niggas ain't gonna catch me.
Yeah.
I'm gone. And then I could probably find the car after, but I guess she's a woman, and it would be better for her to have a car than she wants a car, but I just thought, like, that was better. In the end, she killed them. They both died, and she was able to escape. So, either way, she's good, but I don't know.
Yeah, and then the thing also that I get scared about, it's like, I need to know how to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't have a gun...
Yeah, your hands are shaky or whatever.
They kill me.
This is so scary. Just the thought of like having to go through that.
And just being a woman.
Yeah, just being a woman. Like, that's so scary. That's also one of my other biggest fears. This is getting from like fun to like actual world life fears, but just like being kidnapped.
Oh my god.
It's so scary. I've almost gotten kidnapped many times in my life.
Guys, sometimes like we really told her, like in high school, we really were like, please. Chelsea, why would a guy in a white van be selling candy?
Yeah. Honestly, in my defense, I thought I was defending.
What was your defense?
It was broad daylight. The guy was in the trunk, and he said he knew my father. I didn't get into the car because I was like, okay, let me just start. I was walking home from,
he knew my father, the first thing that they tell you.
I was walking home from school, and I was on the phone with my friend, and as I'm walking down the street, there's a truck, like a SUV or a truck going up the street. The SUV truck sees me, that does a U-turn, and then they come, like, they pull up next to me, and they pull down their window, and they're like, hey, I'm like, yeah, and they're like, come here. I don't get to the window. I'm not stupid. I just walk a little closer so I could hear. And then he's like, oh, your father sent me to pick you up from school. Come on, let's go so I can drop you home. And I was like, my father sent you? Mind you, I'm like, what, 5 minutes away from my house? Like, I'm literally so close to my house. And he was like, yeah, your father sent me to pick you up from school. And I was like, mind you, I have a phone or whatever. My dad didn't call me. He didn't let me know that he was sending someone to pick me up. He wasn't even supposed to pick me up. I was walking home.
Wait, but I have a question. Did you ever tell your dad this?
Yeah, I did.
What did he say?
He's like, wow, that's so creepy. Thank God he didn't, like...
Oh, he didn't send anybody.
No, he didn't send anybody, no. Yeah, and I was like, he was like, come on, let's go. And I was like, I just moved back because I started getting scared. I was like, this guy is really weird and creepy. And then I just shook my head. I was like, no. He's like, come on, let's go. I was like, no, no. And then I just kept moving back.
Was he white?
No, he was black. And then he was like, and then he like pulled out the window and like sped away. He busted to the right and like sped away.
But thank God he didn't try forcefully. But there, yeah. Were there other people around?
Like, I don't know if there was other people around. It wasn't a busy street, like broad daylight. There was cars passing by or whatever. And I was also on the phone, so like I don't think he would have got out the car to try. If he got out the car to try and cut me, I would have just ran. I was by Rebecca's house too, so I probably would have tried to.
Yeah, Rebecca's house.
Yeah.
Thank God that has never happened to me. Even though one thing that did happen, I don't know if I told the story already in the podcast.
Why?
I might have. One day, like my mom has always been very like scared of things, so. She always like tells me not to do things, but one day I wanted to go to the pool with my friend, and we were like, yeah, let's go to the pool. So we were walking to the pool from our house, and we were close already to the pool. There's this old lady, and she was like, hey sweetheart, can you help me put this like a beach chair in my truck? I was like, yeah. So I helped her, and then she was like, oh my god, are you guys going to the pool? And we were like, yeah. She was like, okay, hop in, I'll take you guys there. And I hopped in.
But she took you to the pool.
She took us to the pool. Thank God. That's why I'm here. But yeah, it was me and my friend Jasmine. Shout out to her. And we just hopped into that car. Middle schoolers.
Yeah.
We were in the back of the car. And then I was like, while I was there, I was like,
this is a bad decision.
This is so bad. But thank God, like, I feel like I just trusted her more because she was, like, really old.
Yeah. But that's the problem. Like, yeah. That's also what my parents had told me to stop. Because I'm like, sometimes I could be like a really trusting person. And if someone asks me for help, like, it's in my nature to help them. Like, before I even think of like saying no or not doing it.
Yeah.
And there'll be so many times there'll be people asking for help on the streets. It'll be like this little boy off the church saying, hey, can you guys give me a ride home? And then nobody would give him a ride home. And I'll tell my parents, guys, please, please give him a ride home. It's cold outside. Let's give him a ride.
Yeah.
Like, she'll say, no, you don't know where he could even end up taking you, and he could end up, like, doing things. He's like, you have to stop trusting people randomly on the streets and believing their words. Because you never know. Like, someone could seem, like, harmless and innocent or whatever,
yeah.
And it could lead you to,
like, imagine that old lady, that old man.
Like, yeah.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it, Betty.
You think someone's old, you think someone's young or whatever, and they could just be like a pawn in someone else's game. Like, they could be helping them to do whatever they want, you know? Even pregnant, like, honestly, it's so sad. Like, I wish we lived in a world where I could just help everybody who needs help, like, if they ask for it, and honestly, I need to get better at saying no to people when I see on the streets, but we're all getting there. I really never know.
I just think it's like, especially like, there's also this story about this hitchhiker girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, one thing we should do, random crime stories.
Yeah, we should.
What do you think about that?
It's good.
Okay. But there's this girl that she got.
You told me about this one. Didn't the guy, I think your mom told me about
the box?
Yeah, the box. Yeah. For like 8 years.
The girl was pregnant and she was with her husband. And the girl was like, oh yeah, let me hitchhike with them. They seem so nice. I would also too, with a pregnant lady.
Yeah, and you're like, well,
oh, okay, they're nice.
If you can't trust a pregnant lady, who can you trust?
Yeah. It's just like disgusting how people could think and be so twisted. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, guys. So this girl, she was hitchhiking from one state to another state. Then this car stopped, and it was like a pregnant lady with her husband. And basically, the hitchhiker went into the car. She felt very safe with them. And then they basically drugged her, I think, or maybe just forced her inside their house. And then they stuffed her into a box, literally like a coffin. And she was darkness for like, I don't remember how many years.
I think it was like 8 years.
Yeah, like maybe 10 even.
Yeah,
but it's like a lot of time. She would poop in that box. They would like clean it up sometimes. Then he would come downstairs, take her out, and like sexually, you know, her. And then put her back into the box, and she was blindfolded this whole time, so all she saw was like darkness. Like, they would throw all the food in there, it was just like be bread and stuff, until like I think she escapes, or they saved her. I don't remember, but yeah, I think she finally left that, and I was just like, that's so scary.
It's so scary.
Like, I don't know.
It's really so scary, and so many people like around the country, around the world, are really going through that in this exact moment. Like in this exact moment, there are so many people who are like being tortured or being held against their will, and it's scary.
It's so scary.
I don't understand how humans could be so disgusting.
And then
like in the animal world, do you think there's that? You think there's people kidnapping?
Like animals kidnapping?
Yeah.
No, other I don't think so.
Torturing them, like a squirrel hiding a squirrel.
No, but that's a good question. Like a good thing to think about, but I don't think there is. I think there's probably like a lion killing and torturing a squirrel. Not torturing, he just killed it.
Yeah, like I feel like I know dolphins and killer whale, like orcas or whatever. I know like they're like the smarter you are, the more capable you are of evil, of like depravity. And I think it's actually insane. Why is that? Why do you think there's that relation?
That's a good question.
Like you would think that the smarter you are, the more life might have value to you. But it seems like the smarter you are, the more intelligent you are, the less value life has.
Yeah, because they say serial killers are often intelligent.
Yeah, they're often intelligent. Or at least they are often overestimate their intelligence. Like they think they're really intelligent. That's how a lot of them get caught, because they think they're like so smart.
But why? Why is it that connection? It's a little scary.
It's really
and
scary.
I think it's also like the more intelligent you are, I might be wrong, the more intelligent you are, the less, like, feelings you have.
Yeah, sometimes it's, like, less, like, empathy and, like...
Yeah, empathy, that's the word I was looking for.
But I don't understand why.
What would you rather? Be the most intelligent girl in the world?
And have, like, no emotional...
Empathy? Or be the most emotionally intelligent girl in the world, but kind of... stupid intelligent.
I think maybe it's hard. I would say I would want to say the most emotionally intelligent person in the world is Elmo. Yeah, right? It's Elmo?
That is Elmo. No, I thought you were saying the most intelligent person in the world is Elmo. I was like, what? But it's because we have Elmo in the studio.
Yeah. I'm on the house, but
I'm almost sipping that bubble.
But I think I would want to say emotionally intelligent. But like I mean, when you say like emotionally intelligent or more like regular intelligent, whatever, like is there a way like I have more money one way or the other? Like I have like more stable life one way or the other, or like life is stable both ways?
No money. If you're emotionally intelligent, rich, billionaire man. I mean woman. If you're intelligent.
Okay. Then, no money like I'm suffering, like, or no money like I'm comfortable.
Comfortable.
Okay. Comfortable in the sense like, I have a job, I have a car, I can get groceries, I could go on vacation one time a year.
No vacation, but you could do everything else.
Oh wow! Wow. Judge me if you might. I think I would.
I'm judging. I'm judging because I already know her answer. But like, listen to. Okay, say your answer just for people to know. Maybe.
I would do intelligent because, personally, I need a certain quality. I want a certain quality of life, and I would not like to be poor, personally. But if I. Like, I would want to be more emotionally intelligent than intelligent, because I think emotions are power, and, like, are really powerful.
Yeah. Because, basically, what you just said with that answer is that you would sell your soul for money.
Do you think so?
Literally. If you have no empathy, then what you are is an empathy ball of joy in my life. I'm flirting with her. But yeah, she would sell her soul. You heard it here, folks.
Wait, no, I would not sell my soul. Maybe I should take back my answer. Let me think about it more.
I just feel like it is a hard thing, but I feel like a lot of billionaires don't have empathy.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's no billionaire that
that the billions by being ethical, yes.
By being ethical. They're all unethical, so they have no empathy with others.
Yeah.
That's just the way it
that
is.
That just also shows to show you how powerful. And it's not even like it's the money that's powerful. It's not like I would sell my soul for money.
Yeah.
It's not money. It's just a. It's literally just comfort. Anybody would sell their soul for comfort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be uncomfortable. Like, if like, it was the same level of things, like, of comfortability, being, like, unemotional or whatever, or no empathy, mm-hmm. and us being emotionally intelligent, I think most people would choose emotionally intelligent. But, like, when you see the way the world is, and when you don't have money, when you don't have things, who actually wants to live like that?
Nobody.
Honestly, even the poorest person, who's the like most good person morally, like there comes a time where you just don't want to suffer anymore.
That's true. But just comes to the point. But it also comes to the point where people, humans are selfish.
Humans are so selfish. But it's not even. I don't even think humans are innately selfish. More so that society that we're living in thrives on us being selfish. If humans were selfless, there's no way this way we're living right now would, like, it wouldn't last.
Yeah.
It would just be destroyed.
Yeah. If we were, like, more selfish, you mean?
No, if we were selfless.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah. Everybody would feel bad for everybody.
And they have to. The way we have to have somebody who's less than us, who's worse than us, who we think we are better than,
mm-hmm.
in order for this like world to live, like to survive. You know how like everyone's talking about the border patrol now, and they're apparently trying to say that you could shoot the people coming through the border in Texas. Like they're trying to make us a law or something. Like what?
Where you could shoot them?
Where like the
border patrol?
The border patrol would, like, yeah.
I thought they did that already.
No, I don't think so. They were like.
Doing it illegally?
Bad things to them, but like, I don't think they were shooting them. I don't know. Unless like, there's some cases of that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so crazy. And it could so easily be you. It could so easily be Americans when mm-hmm. if America's gotten so bad and them trying to, like, I don't know, escape into Canada.
Yeah.
It could so easily be them, but because it's not right now and they're better off, they look at them as like they're less than human, but it could easily be you who's less than human.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Like, how would you feel if you were put in that position?
Like, it's not like they want to. Nobody wants to leave their country. If everyone had the choice, if all everyone's countries are stable and happy or whatever, and they had everything they need, nobody would choose to leave. America's not. You guys might think America's the greatest country in the world, but it's not.
No.
Like, you're not. The only reason that it seems like that is because you Americans went so much out of their way to make sure that other people's countries are unstable. They don't have the food. They don't have you pirated everyone's countries, took all their natural resources, gold or whatever. And then you get mad when people try to leave that country and come to yours. Who do you think you are? Like, who do you think you are? Oh my God. I don't know how we ended up here. But like, I think it's just insane.
Me just silence.
No, for real. Like, it's still. The reason there's so many immigrants, so many refugees or whatever, is literally the result of your own actions. Like the stupid American war machine, who you, your imperialistic power, who you guys, I don't know who you think you are. Like who, when did God die and leave you in charge? Like, I'm so confused. And also, can we talk about it? Why would anybody make nuclear weapons? Oh my God. Sometimes I get so mad at human beings. Like, they would really rather everybody die
than lose a battle.
Like, why would you? It's literally bad for everybody. Nuclear weapons are bad for everybody. Why would anyone make it in the first place? Why does all these countries have nuclear weapons ready to? Because guess what? If you ever use those nukes, someone else is gonna use those nukes back, and then guess what? We're dead. Nuclear Armageddon.
But do you think they're like, they really would just like kill everybody?
They would kill everybody because I don't
over know. Our argument between two people. Because nobody in the United States cares. And nobody, is it Russia?
Yeah.
Russia cares. Like, We don't even know. What is the fight about?
Who knows? Who knows what these people fight about? Like, and I'm telling you, they're not gonna perish with us. They will not be here.
They probably have, like, safe rooms, safe houses.
And if they don't already have ways to leave the Earth, if they already don't know another place to go. That's why I get so mad when regular people like us, for some reason, seem to be licking the boots of the people in power. They do not care about you. And I feel like the system is designed so that even if they cared about you when they went into office, by the time they're in the middle of it, they're leaving office, they are so desensitized. They do not care about you.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
And I feel like truly none of them really show their true colors. Like any of them. They're all just little
puppets,
yeah. And then everybody, and like the people, I don't know, I don't really agree with the people that are like, this is the guy that's gonna change anything. This is the guy. Like, I really don't think.
He wasn't like changing. You could never change anything peacefully. You think that somebody comes like into power right now, they could change anything when everyone's against them peacefully?
Or people who believe everything they see on the news. It's not true.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they just portray things for people to, like, be so easily, like, yeah. And it's like, you think they're gonna tell us when the world's gonna end? They know. They probably have the cure for cancer, for everything. They just don't give it to us. Why? Because of money, prescriptions, da-da-da. But they have the cure for everything. And I know this is a small one, but I know they have the cure for acne, but they're of course not going to give it out because skincare
makes
so many companies will just go down the drain.
That's literally what it is. This is why I hate capitalism. And sometimes when you start thinking about it, like when you really start thinking about it, you're like, oh my god, are humans horrible? Like, are humans innately horrible? Like, are we the plague on this earth? Like what the heck?
Yeah.
What have we done to this earth in the short time that we've been on it? Look at us.
Killed it.
It's dying.
And nobody wants to fix it.
They don't want to fix it. They can. But they won't because guess what? Money. They can't, like, they won't stop thinking about money.
Plastic bags that they have to sell. So many things. Like, bro, give it a break.
Like, so many companies, like, we're...
And money is what? Paper. It's a piece of paper that everybody gives symbol, like,
a value
to. It's a piece of paper.
Yeah. It's so sad. Like, human beings are just... And, like, there's so many people like me and you, regular people, who they just... They don't wake up. They put their trust so much into these people in power, thinking that there's something that they're going to do for them. And, like, they need to wake up and see what we're living in.
And also... Okay, what was I going to say? We said the value...
Money? Dollar?
Yeah, no, it was before that. What were we talking about?
Nuclear warfare, them leaving, they know what the world ends, they have the cure to everything.
I don't remember. Sorry, it ran away.
Best of us.
But yeah, they're just crazy.
Yeah, they're honestly disgusting, disturbing. And I just need people to wake up, yo. That's, like, one of my greatest fears. Like, just to bring you back.
Yeah.
Like, that's my fear. Like, just that this world's never gonna change and it's just gonna keep getting worse. And that people will just keep getting worse because they have to be bad to survive. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like, it's not
good. Oh, I think that's a good... Well, I think one of my greatest fears is also, like, just the world becoming a dystopia and me being in it.
Yeah,
like
participating.
Yeah, like, the Hunger Games, I think it could happen. Divergent, I think it could happen. The Maze Runner, I hope that one happens. No, I'm kidding. Just because of David Dobrik, but...
David Dobrik.
Oh my god.
Dylan O'Brien.
Sorry, I was watching it. Alright. But yeah, because of Dylan O'Brien, but... Yeah, I just feel like so many things, like, that could occur. And, like, the more that I'm walking around and, like, seeing things, like, I'm just, like, I went to the Newark Airport, the new thing to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going? It wasn't moving to Aruba.
No, maybe Cabo.
Did we leave from Newark to Aruba?
Yeah. Cabo?
Oh, yes, when I went to Cabo. I went to the Newark airport, the new one that they made, like the new terminal that they made. It looked so futuristic, and I was scared. I literally, I don't know if it was because it was 4 a.m. I was like sleepy, but I was telling my parents, I was like, this is so scary. Like, there's gonna get to a point where humans have no soul.
Yeah.
They are robots. You're already implementing chips to pay for things in your skin.
Yeah.
And then now the new Apple thingies where you could just walk around and like in a VR, like watching, touching things. Like, the reality's here, not in your virtual reality set.
Yeah.
But I'm scared for my future kids. That's what their reality is going to be. School and that. Like, what?
Yeah, the problem is that they just don't know when to stop. Like,
yeah, stop creating
stop
things.
Stop creating things.
It's scary. I don't understand. And then, like, also, like, just, like, TV shows, like, 24 Hour, like, Survivor, like, things like that, we like seeing people go through,
yeah,
like crazy things. Oh my God, there's an accident in the highway. Everybody looks.
Down, yeah.
Where's the accident? So you're telling me, oh, it's crazy to think that the Hunger Games would happen. It's not crazy. People would want to see a show
but
like that.
But honestly, they are in the Hunger Games. Just it's not like a arena. Like every day is the Hunger Games. There's people, elite people, sitting around watching people get bombed, watching people get shot at, watching, what do you think all the school shooters are? The school shooters come in, shoot up a whole bunch of people. Where are those people's children, the elites, the people in power?
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're locked up in their
very far.
School.
Like, yeah. We are in the Hunger Games.
You're right. And also, like, the Purge.
Yeah.
That could happen. Things like that scare me because I'm just like, I'm not. I just wish the world could be normal.
I wish the world could be normal too. I just wish people didn't have to be like bad. Like that people could be just good and that it not hurt them to be good. You know what I mean? And I feel like as we keep living in this life or whatever, it's gonna be more. You lose more being a good person than you do like. Bad.
Yeah.
Like, so many people who help people out in the street or whatever, and that's, you know, that person that kidnapped them, or that person beat them up, robbed them, and, like, that's really my biggest fear, because that's also one of my biggest fears, because when I'm stopping to help somebody, and then they hurt me.
Yeah. That happened to my dad.
That happened to your dad?
I told you. This is the story, I think.
Really?
Pretty sure. Well, I'll tell it. So, one day we were walking in Newark with my dad, after like this girl's birthday, and then my dad's like, oh my God, I'm gonna give this guy some money. And me and my mom were scared because he looked crazy, and we were like, no, don't give him any money. And then my mom's like, how much do you even have? And my dad's like, $2 or like $1. We're like, that's embarrassing, do not give him money, right? He's standing with a big old stick, look like Zeus from the Greek people. I'm like, oh my God, no, who has the is it Aquaman? It's Aquaman. With this really big spork or whatever it's called.
Trident,
thank you. And then I'm like, oh my God, Dad, just keep walking. My dad's like, oh, be quiet, girl. Never listens to us, right? He goes and gives the guy, he tries to hand then the guy the money. The guy's like, what the F? And then starts chasing my dad with a trident on the street. And me and my mom are in the corner waiting for him, like, that's like, let's get out of here. So we get inside the car. Silence. This man's just like, and then my mom's like, we told you. It was just so funny because I'm like, this is really what you get for being a nice person.
Like, literally, it reminds me of a story. My mom and my aunt, they were also in Newark, and they were lost. Mm-hmm. They were trying to find out where to go, and they were in their car, right? And so this lady walking by, so they pulled down the windows.
Oh,
to ask her, hey, can you help us? Then she started running.
Where? To the car? Or she got scared?
She got scared.
Oh.
She started running for her life.
Oh my God.
And then my mom was like, what? Where are you going? And then you keep driving, like, hey, please.
Oh my God.
And she's walking it. She's just running.
Later again, they see her.
Why are they? Okay, at that point, your mom and your aunt were trying to do something to that poor lady.
They see her going into her house, and they're like, hey.
Oh my,
they said hey again.
No way, they said hey again. They couldn't ask anybody else.
Bro,
I'm gonna have to talk to your mom about this story. Oh my god.
Bro, that was funny. When they told me that I was dying, I was like, she was scared for her life, yo.
I would be scared too.
Like, yeah, I guess we're living in the dark.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She probably didn't even believe they were nice people because they were like, they were chasing me. They were chasing me.
Do you have any other greatest fears? Like, I'm scared to be embarrassed publicly. That's why sometimes, like, I choke. And I just choke silently.
Oh my god, guys, it's so bad.
Like, yeah.
Last time, she was, like, literally, she was like, I'm about to die, Angelica, please come with me. And I was like, what? And then we leave the room because she's embarrassed, and she's like, I'm joking. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, this girl's about to die. And she's just sitting there in silence, just, I'm like, bro, please start coughing. She couldn't cough until we left that area.
No, because I got up to go see, like, there was like a little secluded area. I went to go up, and somebody was there on the phone, so I had to come back.
Oh, I remember in the corner.
The corner.
Sorry. I was like, no way. That really happens. Like, a lot of people are found dead in the bathroom because of embarrassment.
Yeah. Which is really sad. It's really sad that we don't feel, like, we're so scared to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
We want to go die alone.
That's sad. But, like, I would be embarrassed, too.
It's hard.
But I think I would just...
Yeah.
I think I would just have to. There's so many times I've choked. Well, not really choked, but like almost died. One time it happened in the car my dad was driving.
Mm-hmm.
He had to pull over.
What were you eating?
Chicken nuggets. I was like, sometimes you know when you're so hungry you eat fast.
Yeah.
And God, that's what I'm gonna make right now. Chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised my tummy hasn't rumbled.
No, for real.
The way, oh my god, when we were setting up, my tummy was like,
I was like, bro, go eat.
Yeah, choking is scary.
Choking is very scary.
I think also one of my greatest fears is like, just like, no, a car accident.
Oh my god, that's one of my
biggest fears. That scares me a lot.
Yeah, like whenever I have like horrible anxiety, and for a long time when I first started driving, whenever I drove like past the stop sign here, I think that's what it was. Like whenever I drove past the stop sign, I always had like a flash or like a fear that somebody would come and go like this.
And you would feel it. And do you ever feel like when you're about to be in a car accident where your tummy's just like, I'm like, oh
yeah,
my god.
I get super scared. Car accidents scare me a lot.
And then, like, Chelsea always makes fun of me, but I usually stop even when there's no stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, there's no stop sign, though. I could keep going. But it's because I'm so scared.
Yeah.
I'd just be so scared.
It's really scary. There's so many bad drivers out there. Oh my gosh. You see that video of that? That's also one of my fears, being a pedestrian and a crazy car driver comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that video of those two? Oh, I wish I never saw the video. It was horrific. These two women, a mom and a daughter, were walking across a crosswalk. And this car going like 70 miles per hour. It's like on a... Yeah, so they're walking across the street or like a regular main street area.
Mm-hmm.
And this car comes out of nowhere, hits another car, and then takes them flying. They're dead on impact. I'm pretty sure they're dead on impact,
Oh my god.
It was horrific. It was literally horrific. I think the guy's not out on bail. They're not more mad. They're like,
what?
Why would this man be out on bail?
Why was he driving so fast?
I have no idea. That's a problem. Some people like to be speed racers or whatever. Go to the damn racetrack and race there.
I'm not gonna lie. Also, one of my biggest fears is being in the car with Chelsea. Because when people do something to her in the street, like this girl just... You see her here, right? A sweet little cutie pie. No. In the car, she's like, what the? Rolling down the windows, middle finger in the air. What the? And I'm just like, that doesn't scare me. What scares me is more like the psychopaths that are driving to come out and be like, what'd you say? Like, That scares me. There's a story. I told you that one, right?
Yeah, I think you did. They shot him.
Huh?
Didn't he get shot?
No. So there was this lady, and she was, like, driving, I don't know, and then this car got mad at her. She got mad. She got out of her car. She was about to fight me, like, literally. It was the father and the son, and they picked her up, put her in their car, drove through to a bridge, and threw her off the bridge.
Sorry. Wow. That's anger, because
it's
you
want
to be mad while you're still driving to that bridge. This is not one moment you're
and
heading,
both
so
of you,
a good idea.
Both of you were like, this is what's going to happen. Like, do you think that's okay? Like, that's actually sickening.
Like, that's crazy.
And then also, another one.
Did she die?
Yeah, she died. And, like, that's what scares me. This is why I tell her she can't be doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who you're going to do that to and what anger they have. One time my dad... something, this girl, like, tried to merge into his lane, but, like, bad, so he honked. He's like, what the hell? This girl, in a fast highway, rolls her windows down, starts throwing paper cups at him, or, like, this at him in his car. I'm like, what the hell? Thank God I was not in the car. But, like, in Colombia or somewhere, they bring out a machete, you're done.
Yeah.
Here, they bring out a gun, you're done.
That happened to somebody before, just like a family, whatever, they were driving, I think. He cut somebody off, or somebody else cut him off, and they followed him or whatever. And then they rolled on the window, and then sometimes they rolled on the window, and they shot them. For sure, they shot the wife, he shot the husband, and only the child survived, I think. Or only his wife was shot, something like that.
It's scary.
But
someone I know our age recently got a gun pulled out on.
Where?
I don't know where. It's in New Jersey, though.
What happened?
It was like... Well, I don't know how to explain it, but... I can't really explain the story. I'll explain it to you, though. But... Yeah, but,
That's also one of my biggest fears.
Mm-hmm.
Shot.
You know what was one of my biggest fears? Being framed for murder.
That's also a big fear.
And nobody knowing. Or being in the airport and getting drugs put in my luggage.
Yeah,
and then, like, me being sent to jail. And I'm like, I'm innocent.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. That's really scary. Like, when nobody believes you. Oh, that's insane.
So, we hope you guys enjoyed that one. Please don't forget to like,
comment,
subscribe. And we'll see you next time on
Two Random Girls.
Bye.